I take a look at some of the audio from yesterday. Randy Rainwater, Rick Schaefer on the scene. And they talked to a number of players and coaches, including Hunter Henry, the tight end, who apparently is, like Chris pointed out earlier, if you missed it, getting a lot of love from Coach Bielema, who says absolutely will be part
for
of the
sure,
plan, right?
For sure, will be a part of their game plan.
There were four for sures?
I counted three. He could have muttered one under his breath, for all I know. He was thinking about it.
Bottom line is he's convinced.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
All right, Hunter, talk about the transition from high school to college.
You know, it's a big transition, and it's definitely a big difference. You know, you're away from home, you're away from the normal situations that you've grown up in. But, you know, I was able to adapt to that. I think my roommates have definitely helped me with that. I think the guys on this team has helped me with that. The coaching staff has been really, really helped me bring me in, and it's kind of like it's just a big family here. And but you know, difference wise with high school, football wise, it's just different. I mean, everyone's big, everyone's strong, everyone's fast. You just have to be able to, you know, use your things for your skill set out there and just try to contribute and get better each day.
How do you feel like fall camp is going for you thus far?
It's good. It's definitely fun. You know, it's a grind, and we all, you know, can feel it, and we're all, you know, grinding and trying to get our teeth at it. But, you know, as a whole, I think we're all getting better. As an offense, I think we're getting better each day and continually in the meeting room learning from each other, learning off each other, and just learning and just trying to get better and win each day.
What do you see as your strengths as a tight end?
You know, I think I can do a little bit of both. I think I can block a little bit and go down the field and run some routes too. I think I'm a good route runner. I have good hands, and you know, I think there's a lot of guys like that, and we're going to be able to use a lot of tight ends in our offense. You know, we have a lot of guys in our room and at our position that are going to be able to contribute a lot this year and just be able to help our team win.
Well, this is a tight end offense. It seems like you're going to be called upon not only to catch the ball, obviously, but to block as well.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, this offense is – we're not backing down from anyone. We're going to be tough. That's the motto. You know, our motto is discipline, attitude, toughness, and effort. And that's our words. We get down every day. And, you know, we're not backing down from anyone. You know, when we step on the field, we're playing like everyone else, and we're going to be ready to go. And, you know, we have that we're going to have this toughness mentality that we're not going to back down from anyone, and that we're going to set the tempo of the game and set the, you know, toughness.
Any goals you set for yourself this year?
You know, I really only set goals for us as a whole, and that's just – each day, take it each time. Just win, take one game at a time. But in the end, we always the biggest expectation is the SEC championship and national championship. And you know, that's the goal that I've set. And you know, but we got to take one game at a time. And we're gonna start with Louisiana Lafayette, and then we're gonna go to the next game. But we're gonna start with Louisiana Lafayette. So,
have you thought about running to the A?
Not yet. But I'm looking forward to it.
Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You can hear the smile on his face when he was asked that question. He's like, no, Randy, but now that you bring it up, that sounds awesome.
It sounds
wait.
Excellent, yes.
I'm into that. Well, he's a good young man. We know that. Obviously, he's a guy with deep Razorback roots, so
yeah.
We're excited to have him on the Hill. I think he's going to be a great addition. So, and nice
great
kid, too.
Yeah.
We kind of shut the bowl with him a little bit when we ran into him a couple months ago, and he's just a nice kid.
He was giving us some pointers on our combine.
Our 40.
Yes.
Didn't work.
You know?
He's like, okay, be big, strong, and fast like me and go from there. Yeah, okay, easy.
Oh, sounds great. Yeah.
Some emails here. And again, if you want to win a prize today, best game ball or jockstrap via email, thezone at 1037thebuzz.com.
Pick your prize, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything on the board. You take it up with Maddie. Boy, too bad we don't have a new car on there.
I'm feeling really generous today, though.
Oh, boy.
And I'm giving more than all my loving.
No one could ask more than that.
I don't know what that means. Ask Chris about the Powerball winnings joke that Jacobian hit him with on Daybreak last week. I've never heard rapper 50 Cent sound as white as Jacobian said it.
Man,
the look on Kane's face was priceless. Also, I get a game ball for spelling Jacobian right. Jason, that means you're a media stalker. That makes me concerned. What happened?
Jacobian, we had a I guess we were asking – we all went in the lottery at the station, 15 people. We actually got two Powerball numbers right, so we won $4. And so we all split it, and it was like 53 cents or something. And Todd gets this look on his face like he's got a joke. You know, he thinks he's Letterman or Leno. And he goes, all right, I know what I'm going to do with my money. I'm going to go to a 50 Cent concert featuring Nickelback. Get it? Get it? I'm only using 45 cents. And I just looked at him thinking, is this real life? Did that really just happen? Yeah. Yak. That's him in a nutshell.
The math does not
add up. No. He just cut it to 50, even though it was 53 cents to be, you know, technically right, and then said, I'm only using 45 of it.
I get it.
You get it now? Yeah, it took you a minute. Yeah, it's okay.
I was a way homer. That was so lame, I didn't get it.
Exactly.
So funny, I forgot to laugh.
Oh.
Thank you. I haven't busted that on a while.
I'm bringing that back.
I love Kobe.
Todd is one of my best friends at the station. I love him.
When I was
He's
at
awesome.
The station, we were close, very close too, because I was the third sports guy and he was the fourth weather guy. So I would call him Quattro and he would call me Trey.
Isn't that what a former reporter called him over there at one time at Channel 7, now working for Fox News? Oh gosh, what's his name?
You're talking about the look back dude, yeah.
Yes.
No, I don't think
Turnaround?
Yeah.
Yes.
What about him?
He called Todd
Quattro?
Yeah, he said, what's it like being
the fourth.
Number four, yeah.
Yeah, but he said it a mean way, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
He's a bad person.
I don't even remember him.
Yeah, that's, I don't want to.
But Todd's too nice of a guy.
Todd is the best.
He is. Yeah. He's a weather geek.
He is a weather geek. Self-avowed. My game ball goes to, this is from, I don't have a name here. I just have an email address.
Just go for it.
My game ball goes to Utah State transfer Adam Kennedy, who has fit right in at ASU fall camp and has quickly gelled with the system. Jockstrap to Westwood, who went from tied for third to finishing 39th and hosing this guy over in his fantasy draft order. Yes, that's a good one because Jim Harris I saw put out on Twitter over the weekend, will you quit screwing around, Westwood? I'm paraphrasing. Quit screwing around and quit teasing us and finally win one of these things. I like Westwood too, and I wish he would win one as well. I think he is, to me, the best guy that hasn't won.
Yeah.
He's always there. He always does what he did
so
this weekend.
So close.
Very disappointing.
I know.
Get your thoughts on this. We're going to play some more of the sound for Media Day, by the way, coming up. Greg says, I have looked at the schedule. I think we win at Ole Miss and LSU. And we upset South Carolina at home, win all non-conference games, 9 wins. We have the talent. Now we have the coach. Go Hogs. Greg in St. Louis.
Whew. Man. It's a great thought.
Greg, I think you should...
It's positivity.
I think you should use those zigzag rolling papers for what they're meant for instead of writing out predictions. Because that is dumb. I'm sorry.
A regular Bill Shakespeare.
I mean, that is ridiculous. I hope you're right, though. If Arkansas beats LSU and South Carolina this year...
What are you going to do?
I'm gonna drive to St. Louis and hand deliver an apology to Greg.
You should hand him a game ball, a real game ball.
Yes. And
yes.
I give him if I could get near the stadium, I would. Near the facilities, I would. They apparently have shunned people from that.
Yes.
I will hand him a new box of zigzags as well. Tide fan Steve.
Hey, guys.
Do you think Arkansas is going to win 9 games, Steve?
No, sir. I think Arkansas will win 6 games.
Just checking.
Would you take 6 games right now, Chris?
6 games? Oh, absolutely.
Me too.
6 games in a heartbeat.
I want to go to a bowl game, and I don't care how bad that bowl game is.
Shreveport's a lot of fun.
I like Shreveport.
I like Shreveport. I do.
Chris and I are heads of the Shreveport Chamber of Commerce. We're the only ones who like it.
I'm calling the Independence Bowl today.
Well, hey, go ahead and book your tickets at the new Margaritaville Resort and Casino.
Boom.
Shut your mouth. You shut your mouth right now. There is not a Jimmy Buffett joint going up in
Shreveport. No, you keep talking. I want to hear more.
But
I'm serious. Back up. Did you just tell me that Jimmy Buffett's opening a joint in Shreveport?
There is a Margaritaville Hotel and Resort and Casino in Shreveport now, right on the boardwalk.
We're going.
Boom. Oh, my gosh. One of my top 1,000 favorite cities just moved up a spot or two. Holy cow.
A smidge?
You didn't know that? You really didn't know that?
I always stay at the Horseshoe. I haven't been there in a few years. I haven't been there since the last time I went to an Independence Bowl there.
Oh, wow.
Or whatever it's called now.
Times have changed.
Boy, that's exciting.
Things have changed.
I'm telling you, Tommy Smith just got super excited about the potential to go to Shreveport because he's like, Jimmy Buffett's a hairball from Jimmy Buffett's sink? Yes, I want to see it. So if we go to Jimmy Buffett's joint down there, it'd be so exciting.
Wow. That is just amazing.
I know.
I would have thought maybe you're the one that got hit with the golf ball, Justin. I'm sorry, but it wasn't yesterday. It was
I don't keep up with as much as I like the town, I don't keep up with the goings on in Shreveport, my bad.
Well, I don't either, but you know, it was one of those things where when my wife and I were looking for various places just to get away for a weekend or something, and we were Googling in Margaritaville, like you know, and they said coming soon to Shreveport, Bossier City. We were like, what?
Yeah.
that's already you're able to book rooms and things of that nature. So
he was actually Googling.
I think it's pretty much open. So.
Hotels named after booze. Where can I stay? Yeah, this is
okay,
a good one.
Okay, hey, here's my game ball and jockstrap for you.
What do you got?
Jockstrap goes to Mark Sanchez and a little girl headband he wore during the media press conference after after he threw that interception initially the first play of the game as well.
Okay.
My game ball has to go to my six-year-old for beating me in the Wilson Family Jack tournament. I got skunked by a six-year-old. So, you know, you mentioned Tiddlywinks earlier. I got to give a six-year-old props for beating his dad in Jack.
I honestly have not probably played Jack since I was six.
Wow.
You ever play Jax?
Yeah, a long time ago.
I'm surprised because I figured you're a little young for that because it was like my generation, my age group is right on the very back end edge where your parents still talked about it.
Yeah.
But nobody really played it. I remember being able to buy Jax at like Walgreens or grocery stores or whatever.
I don't even know if I ever played it right, but I played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marbles? You ever play marbles?
The rules are pretty complicated,
really.
Chris.
I just hate the fact that my six-year-old will leave a Jax out on the floor in one night whenever he's going to get a water because you've had a couple of adult cream sodas and you step on one in the middle of the night.
Oh, that's painful, bro.
Yeah.
Oh,
Those are a lot of fun.
Yeah. They're like
things at the beaches at Normandy.
Exactly. Yes. They're like miniature versions of the blockades at Normandy. Yeah, exactly what I was thinking. Matt, it's weird that we were thinking the exact same thing. Luckily, there are no Germans on the other side, though. But, yeah, Jax can be very painful and dangerous. There's no question. Tide fan Steve, good call. Christian.
Hey, yeah, I was wondering, if the Razorbacks go six wins, what bowls are possible?
It's a great question. You know what? We need to pull that up because there's always changing with the relationships in the bowl games, and actually there have been some that have gone off the docket and some that have come back on, so we'll have to look at that. I do think the Independence Bowl is in the mix again.
I think Independence Bowl is one that's on the table. Right now they're currently in negotiations. Some sources just came out on ESPN.com saying the SEC has secured 10 bowl spots.
Well, think about it.
According to sources.
We have seen multiple outlets talk about how they expect the entire SEC West and at least four or five teams from the East to go to bowl games. So you could be 11, 12 teams deep here.
Here it is. Here's the SEC opponents in the remaining eight bowls other than the Capital One and the BCS Bowl. It would be the Belk, the Gator, the Music City.
Hang on. Belk, the Gator. Belk's in North Carolina, I think.
Yep. It would play an ACC team, the Gator, an ACC or Big Ten, the Music City, ACC, Big Ten, the Liberty, still on there against the Big 12, not Conference USA.
That'll be fun.
Yep, okay. So the Outback,
would be... See, the thing is, if the Liberty Bowl ends up being Arkansas, Texas, with a couple of six-win teams, it'll still be fun.
It'd be awesome.
I'm just kidding, Party Texas on Beale Street? Fans. You should be better than that.
Should, but they're not. Okay.
Liberty, then what?
Outback, Big Ten.
We never go to the Outback Bowl. It's always an Eastern Division team, or an Auburn, or an Alabama.
The Texas Bowl.
Where's that?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
I've never seen it before, but it's on there now. Let me see. Then you have the Advocare 100. It's an ACC team.
Advocare 100. Okay.
Okay.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, including the Sugar and Capital One.
Okay. Then the BBVA Compass Bowl. Against the American Conference. That's the Big East.
Is that the one in Birmingham?
Yes.
Okay.
So is there one for the Sun Belt?
I do not see one for the Sun Belt on there as an opponent.
You mean versus the Sun Belt?
Like SEC versus...
Yeah, like if it happened to be Arkansas versus Arkansas State.
No.
That can't happen unless there's a situation where the SEC has more teams and some team doesn't fill its bowl games out. I'm sure that... But then you get to Arkansas and you ask them, would you take that bowl game and play ASU? That would be the question. It would be fun. I'm going to guess that's an extreme long shot.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I was just wondering, because I go to school at Arkansas State, but I'm a big Hog fan, so wishful thinking, I guess.
Now, hold on. Let me see here.
Chris is still digging. Christian, appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
It says Sugar Bowl, Orange Bowl are the two, but then the SEC's next picks would be Capital One, of course. And then it went through those. And then the other ones
Orange
there
Bowl?
Are just – That says right here, it says Sugar and or Orange Bowls.
Huh.
In the play, this is under the playoff system. This is all under the playoff system. And these are all just potentials. This is under source. These
are
sources reporting.
But that's not applicable
reporting.
For this year, then.
No. This is not this year, but next year.
But those other games you mentioned, those are all tied in.
For, I believe, next year.
Okay, so you don't have any answers for this year.
This year, I think it's all the same.
I don't remember that's the whole point. I don't remember what the list is for this year.
Oh, this year, okay, you have the Independence Bowl, you have the Liberty Bowl.
Okay,
most of them are on there, except for not the Texas.
The Independence is not listed
there. The Outback is one of them.
Okay.
The Gator, the Music City. I don't think the Belk is on there yet. I don't think the Texas Bowl. and the BBVA compass.
Okay.
All right, the compass is.
Sorry, that was on short notice.
Yeah,
sorry. Good job pulling that together.
I try.
A couple other things here that are...
I'm still going for independence. If six wins, Independence Bowl, go down to the Margaritaville.
Yeah, I'm in. Or the horseshoe.
Or the horseshoe.
Really?
What?
You want to rap some Easy E too? I guess he's trying to test you on your rap knowledge.
Go ahead, Chris.
You did some Tupac earlier.
Great movie.
I do love Boys
in the Hood. Of the greatest movies out there. One of my favorites.
Chris, you're so skinny, you could hula hoop through a Cheerio. Anyway. This is the radio edit, I assume.
Yes, it is.
I hope.
Easy E cussed in two songs that he ever made. Well, little known fact.
It's hard to find a song that he cusses in. Speaking of Northwest Arkansas, the initials get it.
Oh, man. Sport clips? Yes, please. MVP experience. Precision haircut every time guaranteed. Massaging shampoo like tea tree. Legendary hot steam towel treatment. It's like the old school barbershop, my friend. But a much better experience because this one comes not with the...